Save us, Lord our God. Let your face shine upon us that we may be saved.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
You
know, every time we come to Mass, right before communion, what do we say? "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." And for those of us who are at daily Mass, sometimes, you know, we just say things, right? We get in that motion. So let us remind ourselves what we were actually saying. We're saying, "Lord, I love you so much. I know I'm not perfect. I know I've made mistakes, but I firmly believe in you. I believe in the healing power that only you could give me. I believe in the holiness of the Eucharist." So my friends, we're all sinners. We all make mistakes, every single one of us. But that doesn't define who we are. The goodness of God alive in each one of you is what Jesus sees in you every day. So when you receive Holy Communion this morning, let us do so with an open heart, an open mind, so that our Lord could heal us. And as we begin this Advent journey, let us remember to strive for holiness every day. And we do that by coming to our Lord with humility. I remember one time I was preparing the second graders at one of my parishes, I forgot which one, for First Communion, and one of the kids answered, this little girl, she says, "Father, I never sin. Why do I need to go to confession?" Right? And it made me laugh, but sometimes us adults can fool ourselves with that too, can't we? We have that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation where our Lord loves us, he wants to heal us. So be not afraid. Jesus loves us despite our shortcomings and our weaknesses, and his mercy is always waiting for us. So during this Advent season, how are you going to work on your holiness? How are you going to say, "Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come in my roof, but I'm going to truly try my best to love you"?